Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening. With Snooki and Joey.
Kurakumi. Wiggles.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Wiggles is here. He has his cone on his head, and he's all drugged up.
He has survived. You did it, boo.
Do you want to see his balls?
Stop. Why isn't he wearing a surgical suit? Oh, because he has the cone on.
But the thing... Okay, so welcome to the show, everyone, ladies. Happy Friday. Spooky season is upon us. This is now... We changed the name officially to It's Happening with Spooky and Joey.
Spooky season.
Wiggles had his surgery last night. He's coughing. Are you choking? He had his balls cut off. He had a microchip put in his head and he had a tooth pulled, and I have the tooth.
I'm surprised at how well he looks. Like, Rocky was so drama.
Oh, really?
Acting like he was like dying. Yes. Like he looks lethargic and like really bad. And then I saw Wiggles last night and he looked totally fine. He was eating. Rocky didn't eat for like 2 days.
He ate today. He's been eating, I think, because he's his mother's son, first and foremost.
He's telling stop. He's on drugs.
He's on drugs. I gave him trazodone, and I also gave him a painkiller liquid, and I gave him some antibacterial. I don't know what it is. Three things I gave him. He's all fucked up, and I ate cheese and turkey. And now I didn't realize, like, I got to say, it's like, I wish I had more of a support group when I'm going in. I kind of just went in there and not knowing anything. This thing's a fucking pain in the ass. No one wants to wear this. I know there's an inflatable version I just ordered from Instacart.
The cone?
The cone is, but there's an inflatable one, which is just a donut. He can't eat or drink with this on because it's the fucking thing hits
the
bowl.
Well, I'm surprised he's actually wearing it. Rocky, it took him 1 second and he went, pfft.
Don't say it. I'll take it off.
Just wear the surgical suit. It's totally fine.
But it's the surgical suit's baggy on him and he licks through the leg hole and licks his balls.
Get an extra, extra small.
Well, that's the one they gave me in the hospital, but I didn't have another one. So I called I called Instacart, and I have diapers coming. So I'm just going to put a diaper on him and an inflatable donut. So the donut is going to be...
But the donut's a pain in the ass, too. I think the diaper will be just fine.
The first thing he does is go to lick his nuts. And the second you take the thing off, so it's like...
Well, I'm really glad that he did amazing, because I know that's very scary. I remember I dropped Rocky off for that, and I was thinking the worst. Like, he was going to stop breathing in surgery, and they were going to call me to say I'm so sorry. Like, he didn't make it. Like, I was thinking horrible things.
Wait.
Were you thinking horrible things?
Wait, Nicole, yes. So the thing is, I had my lady, like, how I found out about this place is through a fan. Through someone from Crusader that a super fan works as a PR director, I think, for this hospital. So she
we
got
have
me
some in. Fancy Crusaders.
Yeah. So shout out to Lacey. So Lacey got me in here, and so I've been texting with her everything I need. Like, I'll talk to the hospital and like talk with them there, but then I'll like double check with her, and like I can't be like myself in front of the hospital and the doctors, but her I can be like, I'm freaking the fuck out. What do I do? And like, and sending her pictures and causing a scene in the chat because. She won't judge me. I can't yell in front of a doctor. So I've been texting with her, and she wasn't like, what's going on with him? He's been there. I haven't heard anything. She goes, oh, here. She told me to call the hospital. So I called the hospital. There's no answer to the hospital. I was like, oh my God, she knows something and she's not wanting to tell me. So she told me to call the hospital. Now they're not answering.
Like, he passed and no one's telling me.
Yeah. Like, they don't know how to, they were scrambling, not knowing how to tell me. That's where we're in there. They weren't answering the phone because they didn't know.
What
like,
is wrong with us?
I called her. I was like, Lacey, now no one's answering. Now I'm really starting to get worried. And I was like, they're all just covering up. They don't know how to tell me that it died. So then I'm on the, I'm, I, I'm automatically got the runs.
I think we're psychopaths.
And then I start Googling the percentage of death for a neutering, and it's less than
1%. Same!
Less than 1% all around. But I was like,
I think I Googled neutering and teeth pulling and microchip. Because we got the same thing.
Yeah. So I was Googling all that, and it said nothing. You're fine with it. And then it just turns out they were short-staffed at the front desk, and that's why they weren't answering the phone. And there were actual real emergencies in the hospital, not just a tooth being pulled.
Yeah, you know, like a dog got ran over, and they're trying to save his life.
So that's what's going on here. Hopefully everything gets cleaned up, and he does not have to wear this fucking thing anymore. But it's torturous to have to put your kid through something like this.
Well, the worst part is over, and I'm really glad that you actually did it, because I didn't think you would go through with that. So I'm really happy that you did that, because it'll be better for him, better mm-hmm. for you, better for his temperament. Calm down, am I a doctor?
Temperament? How do you spell that?
So you did it. The worst is over.
I guess so. Yeah. My plan, it's like, you know, I obviously for his health things, but I'm just hoping that he stops marking. I think that's like, you know, that's the main part of it. Like when they have the balls, they have to like be territorial. And you know, he's trained, he's potty trained to go outside. Like we go, you know, he doesn't pee in the house, unprovoked, but if like something new comes in, he's got to like lift his leg on it and mark it.
Yeah. Well, he did it and I'm proud of you and he's going to be amazing. And I still think that you need to put him in the classes.
Yeah. We're going to do that.
Definitely do that.
So everyone say a prayer for Wiggles for a speedy recovery.
Speedy recovery. Respect Joy's privacy at this time.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You know what's pissing me off? It's football season, so everyone's coming, not coming to watch games, but, you know, everyone, Saturdays and Sundays are football days.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Everyone, well, I don't watch the things, but it's like, you know, it's more about like everyone gathering and getting and drinking, you know, beers and stuff and having like fun foods and stuff and having people over and watch the games during the day.
I really want like a good dip.
Yeah.
I want dip and chips. Mm.
I can make that. So I was upset because I asked Siri what the temperature was going to be this week on Saturday, and she told me it's going to be 87 degrees.
Ugh.
So I'm like, how the fuck are we going to eat hot wings?
Well, look at my girls.
Yeah, hot wings and turn my oven on. It's like, and I know I can't, like, just get the fuck out of here.
Come
get
the
fuck out of here.
It's September.
I'm so upset.
Spookies, chili, leaves.
I hope the world ends. I hope the world ends and we all fall into a big snow hole and die. I hate this fucking heat.
Well, actually, today, it wasn't that bad. It's supposed to be like 85 today. Disgusting.
Mm-mm.
But the kids are in school. Oh, so is the kids' first day
school started?
Yes. Ugh, I'm so excited. Oh. So I cried because Angelo is in kindergarten. So he was like so excited. Like he... So you know how he acts up with me. Like, he'll, like, beat me up.
He'll
like,
bite.
He's such a boy. Like, I'm such a boy mom with him because he just, like, kills me. But he was so sweet this morning, like, smiling, saying, okay, bye, mom. He walked in. He was hugging the teachers. I'm like, who was this sweet kid?
Did he know those teachers?
He doesn't do this to me.
Is it his first time at school or is it the same people from last year?
No, same people from last year, but he's in kindergarten now. Last year, he did pre-K. So it's kind of like the same teachers. So he knows people, like the aides and stuff. So he went off and he was amazing. He was my last kid to drop off. Lorenzo left at, you know, 7 in the morning because he's in middle school. So Lorenzo's in 7th grade this year.
Oh, my God.
Ew, disgusting. He looks so handsome this morning. I was like, will you be my boyfriend?
Are girls getting pregnant yet in those schools?
Joey.
I had someone in 8th grade had a baby.
I don't know. Well, I do know from talk around.
Akira had a baby in 8th grade.
I know a lot of kids are like experimenting. Oh, disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, and Giovanna's in 5th grade. She looked so cute.
What did she wear her first day of school?
So she's in her leopard era. Yes, bitch. I'm like, finally, because I've been trying to get her to wear leopard for so long. And she was like, Mom, let's go shopping. So I brought her to Kohl's because she wanted to go shopping at like 9 o'clock at night. And Kohl's is open till 10. So I was like, fine, let's go to Kohl's. I love Kohl's. So I brought her there and they had this cute like leopard long sleeve, like a V-neck, and then a cute leopard denim skirt. The bitch bought it. She goes, I want to be in my leopard era. Guess what shoes she got?
Jessica Simpson.
Leopard Converses.
Oh, how cute.
Today, she is decked out in all leopard. She has like a cute like cardigan because it gets cold in her class.
Oh, so cute.
She looks just like me. Like, oh my God. Really starting to look like me. Because at some point, when she smiles and stuff, she does like certain faces. She does look like Gianni. And I'm like, oh, come on. But she really looks like me.
Oh, my God. How cute.
I love her so much. So Sissy is in her leopard era.
Does she know that you started it? Is she wearing it because she likes her? Is she wearing it to honor her elder mother?
Well, no, because if she knew that was my staple, leopard and shit, she would not wear it because she...
How did she not know? It's all over your house.
I don't know. Oh, my bed? So, okay, so me and Joey, we did an Arby shoot.
Yes.
We can finally talk about it. They finally released it. Me and Jenny did a commercial for Arby's. And they came out with a new loaded Italian sandwich, which is really good, by the way. So we did that. And the whole whoever did this marketing is a genius. Like, whoever's idea what this was amazing. And they literally told us Monday, and we had to shoot it that week. So we shot it Wednesday. It was the Labor Day scene where Jenny, like, walks in. And she's like, get up, there's Gorilla Juice Heads. And I'm like, where? You're lying. So we did that entire scene for Arby's new commercial, and it was amazing. But why was I saying that?
We were saying about leopard, your bed.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to get, like, a leopard comforter to, like, resemble, like, back in the day, like, because I always had leopard in my room. So I went to Burlington, and it's from the BB collection. It's so freaking soft. Did you feel my comforter?
I saw it there. I saw it.
The bomb.com. It is so cozy. And it's perfect for wintertime because, you know, I keep my room at like 68 degrees in the winter. And then I'll crack my window open to get like the chill breeze in. And I have the fan on. So I'm going to be freezing under that comforter. Oh, my God. It's so good. You guys have to go to Burlington. They have the comforters and like the big bags. And it's BB collection, like BB back in the day, like the BB bandage dresses.
BB.
And they had the leopard print and they had like the regular print. But I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. And
I know. I went Home Goods. So cozy. I did Home Goods hauls. Have you been following my social media? I'm blowing up on social media.
I know. I really love your hauls. I think you should do like more spooky stuff, like going to stores and doing that.
Why did you do like my
Halloween?
Do you
see me reposting all your things?
Yes, thank you. I reposted your Arby's commercial. Our Arby's commercial, because I did the makeup for it.
You did.
They just paid me today too. Great turnaround too.
Nice.
Yeah, they just came right with a check.
Arby's was great. So we originally, me and Jenny thought it was like self-shot or like someone was going to come and do it because it was supposed to be like for social media, like a quick thing. And then all of a sudden it turned into this big commercial. I had stylists here like taking over my kitchen, and then there was lighting and producers and
models,
I'm like, what
trailers.
The fuck is this? We had models.
Yeah, there was movie cameras and it was insane.
They paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big ordeal.
I know.
So,
and they got
Arby's.
We got free sandwiches. I gave my free sandwich to Poppy.
So that was nice to see you. And I know the VMAs are this Sunday.
They are. And I have to pick up our tickets tomorrow.
Are you invited?
Well, that's what I'm confused about, Nicole. I am and you are, but now like...
This is what happened. So you originally told me you're going anyway because...
I was. I am.
So do you have a ticket regardless of me not going?
Yes, but not in the good section.
Okay, because obviously they told all the cast, like, if you guys want to come, you get a plus one. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. Like, I want to go, but then, like, I have to figure out.
We don't have to stay.
It's on a Sunday, a Lord's Day, and we go to Janice's Sunday, and don't know, I'm just trying to figure out like my day. So I'm still
Gaga's performing.
I'm still iffy. No, I think they taped her performance.
I know. I was trying to lie to you so you would come. Yeah. I mean, I would love for you to come. I'm still, the thing is now I'm confused. Now, what do I do? I'm going to try to pull some scams. Cause if you don't come, I'm taking that ticket and
I would just, so this is why
I'm taking our two tickets.
Just take the tickets and go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I'm doing. I'll forego my shitty ticket, my commoner's ticket, and I will sit with in your section. But I'm going to lie. Maybe I'll have to dress Wiggles up as you. Well, I have to go there anyway to pick up our limo passes and our red carpet passes. I'm picking them up anyway. So if you do come, you come. If not, I'm going to be like, she's in the bathroom. She's falling behind. And I'm like, she should be here any minute. I don't know where she is. I'll just pose.
Like, she had an emergency. She had to jet, but I'm here.
Yeah. So yeah, VMAs are going to be live this. I don't know if it's live. I'm sure it's live on Sunday. Everyone's going to be there. The who's who of Hollywood. Is any of your other cast members going? Jenny's going to go.
No, Jenny's not going. I think Paulie's going.
Okay.
And I'm sure Mike and Lauren will end up going. And probably Angelina's, because, you know, she loves all that stuff.
Maybe I'll try to convince Vinny to come with me. And then we can promote our...
Vinny's
our...
definitely not going.
There's new lingo out there, Nicole, and I don't know how to keep up with it. I got to ask, can you text kids when they're in school or they'll get yelled at?
No, yeah, they're not supposed to be on their phones.
Well, I don't have a kid. Maybe when Billy gets here, I'll ask him. But there's a new thing, slang called 67.
Oh my God.
Everyone's freaking out about it. Screaming about it.
When they hear
5-6. 6-7. 6-7. So anytime someone says, I think it's from a rap song from like a Shaboozy, I don't know, or Skrillex, mm-hmm. Scribbies.
Yeah.
Scribbles rap song. I don't know. I think it was a lyric from his rap song. And then, but now it's like the new slang, like, you know, like lit or.
Giovanna
cool.
keep going.
I don't know what
she keeps going. Six, she says 6-7.
And then when someone says 6-7, like someone, the teacher was like saying, you know, we can go from 5 and then 6 and 7, and then everyone goes
Or if there's someone the calling a number, what does it mean?
I don't know. Someone's calling a number at a restaurant and they're calling now, serving number 67, number 67. They go
Can you Google it?
Hey Siri, what does the slang 6-7 mean?
Because then I brought her to try on shoes. And she sold the size 6-7.
Shorthand slang acronym, meaning damn girl, yes, expressing enthusiastic approval or admiration of someone's style, attitude, or achievements.
That is so stupid.
It means damn girl, expressing enthusiasm and admiration of someone's style. Like, 6-7, how would you say it in a sentence?
Okay, so if I like your outfit today. Yeah, if I like your outfit, I'd be like, Joey, looking 6-7.
Oh, Wiggles. That cone's looking 6-7 today, Mama.
We need to sell more tickets for our Boston show.
We do.
We still have one side that needs seats filled. So can you guys get
middle
your section shit together?
Sold out. The middle section's good, which is the two side sections that we got to work on.
Yeah, so
if you go to Ticketmaster.com, Ticketmaster.com, and you can look for Snooki and Joey at the MGM Casino in Springfield, Massachusetts, October 3rd. It is the official launch party for Taylor Swift's new album. She's performing.
And you guys can make a night of it. Like, you guys can rent a room and stay there. Like, it's a girls' night.
We're sleeping over, too.
So fly in and make it, like, a nice, like, trip.
Things that are going to go on at the show. I've been doing some brainstorming, and I've been working on my... Wiggles, don't choke yourself.
Oh, yeah, because we definitely need a new intro. That intro is from like 10 years ago.
No, we're making a new one. But the thing is, it's a spooktacular. This is a star-studded spooktacular, and I'm going to be doing spells. So I want to walk out, Nicole. I'm thinking of like terrifying people. You know how we normally have the lights red, pink, and like and purple? I want it to be black and red, and I want it to be smoke machines. I'm going to have to buy a smoke machine, or they may have one.
Are we wearing a costume?
Well, we're gonna walk in and in devil like hoods like robes like the like traitors, like we're gonna have hoods on and we're gonna be like swinging a like a lantern and we're gonna be doing spooks and spells. We're gonna
can I wear a witch hat? I don't want a hood.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna walk out in spooky things and I want to try to speak to the dead. I want to do a Ouija board.
Did we lock in our guest?
The guest can't come because she's not allowed to be seen until the movie comes out, the show comes out. I'll show you what it is, though. So that won't be, she won't be coming. But.
All right, so then we need a real witch or a psychic.
What else has been going on? I do have a leg cramp in my leg, and I'm starting to worry that it's a blood clot, and I'm going to die.
Do you keep getting a cramp?
No, it just happened today.
Oh, then drink some water and eat a banana, bitch.
Well, I've been doing Trader Joe's hauls.
You got those cheese dips that I never knew they had before.
Oh, I expect cheddar. They have a hot one, a spiced one, and a regular one. And apparently, during Christmas, they do a holiday one that has, like, cranberry flavors in it.
Bomb. Where do you get that? The cheese section?
Yeah, it's in the cheese section.
Oh, I'm going. I got to look.
Spread.
I'm so excited.
Twiggles. So many good things. I got hot wings. I got these, like, buffalo wings that you can put right in the air fryer. And they are spicy and delicious. You probably won't like them. It's too spicy for you.
Yeah, I don't like spice.
But, yeah. Did you watch the show I told you to watch?
No, not yet.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
I know everyone's talking about it.
Everyone's talking about The Unknown Number. It's a catfish Netflix show. And it's about this teenage girl who's getting these horrible text messages. And they finally found out who it was. And it's a scandal. Have you been up on the Amanda Knox?
Who's Amanda Knox?
Well, she was a college girl that in Italy, and she was from America, but she was studying abroad in Italy, and her roommate died. Well, now there's a new Hulu show about it out, and the only thing that sucks is it comes out every week. You have to wait for it, and I hate doing that. So I just want to wait until.
Oh, I hate those.
They all. No. It's like, how very dare you? Like, think that they can have control over me and like what I do in my time? It's like. Like, no one's worried about, like, your show that much. It's just, like, they're going to wait a whole fucking week to watch it. It's, like, learn, you know.
Well, that's like Dexter. And it's so fucking good that, like, it's not bothering me. But usually, like, I don't watch shows like that because I want to binge. And I'm not waiting a full week to watch another episode. But Dexter,
I've forgotten, moved on by
Dexter
then.
Dexter has, like, you know, been hitting. So good.
Yeah, so you have to start binging, not binging, you just have to start like hoarding shows, like, you know, like waiting until they come out and not watching on the internet because it'll get spoiled. But
I'm actually binging this show right now, and I don't know if it's old. It's called Mind, let me see. It's on Netflix, and it is about interviewing serial killers, because, you know, I love serial killers. Mindhunter.
You know, I always think it's fascinating when they ask serial killers what they want for their the death row ones that get killed. What they want for their last meal. It's like, I don't want anything. Like, I'm going to bed.
Oh, no, I would still eat, bitch.
Yeah, I guess so. Who am I kidding?
I would get stuffed crust pizza, cheese fries, raviolis, garlic bread.
Would you want to do something like, you know, that, like, if you know you're getting killed, you're going to die, like, in 2 hours? Would you, like, want to do something that you're always scared to do? And just see, it's like, fuck, if I die, I die.
Like what?
I don't know. Like a drink, like drink bleach or something, or like eat a candle.
Yeah, maybe I would try ecstasy with Gianni.
Yeah,
I'd be like, let's just do it.
Speaking of being engaged, did you see Taylor Swift got engaged?
Oh my god, I did.
They're doing congratulations.
Do you think she's gonna have a big wedding?
That's what I want to talk about. Let's break it down. This is our Taylor watch section. Everyone's speculating.
Do you think she'll invite us?
I'm sure we'll be invited. I'm going to see her at the VMAs on Sunday. She's going to be working.
Yeah.
She's performing, I think, right? She's always there.
Yeah, but like walking the red carpet and everyone trying to get an interview from her.
Oh, yeah. Taylor.
Not happening.
We're probably going to be seated next to her. We'll probably be seated together.
Doubt it.
What was I going to say? So everyone is speculating about these things. Like, I think it's quite the opposite. I think everyone's saying, oh, she's going to have like a big wedding and all these bridesmaids and all this shit. I have a feeling that it's going to be a very, very, very intimate affair. I think it's going to be.
Wait, I think we talked about this last week.
Maybe we did. I definitely think it's going to be Rhode Island. That's what I said. I think now they're speculating that it might be in Rhode Island. But I always said it was going to be Rhode Island because I know that's where she had that house. And it's just like, that's where everyone gets married. It's such a peaceful, beautiful place. It'll definitely be in the probably late summer.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Oh, so I want to talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I have the whole list. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Yeah, so I'm annoyed.
I'm annoyed too.
I'm very annoyed, actually. Because the one dancer that I think is so incredibly talented and not only like a great dancer, but he has a personality and he's funny and he's good for TV. My partner, Sasha, is not on this season. And it's the first season that he hasn't been on a season since he started with me.
What happened?
I don't know, bitch. So they have like two new male dancers. So I don't know, like, I don't know what happened there. Sasha's funny. He's a great dancer. He's good content for like the show. He's a good partner. I don't know. I'm just annoyed. I'm biased. I'm annoyed. I don't know why they booted Sasha for the season.
I don't know either, but celebrity contestants this season, they're 34. What season were you on? 24?
17.
You were 17.
17.
Okay, now this, now you know me. We don't know what 6'7 means. So we're not going to know who any of these people are.
6'7.
Jordan Childs is an Olympic gymnast and gold medalist. That's number one. I don't know if that's a boy or a girl. Dylan Efron, that is reality star from The Traitors and digital creator. That is Zac Efron's brother. Danielle Fishel, so I do know her. She's in Boys Meets World. That's Topanga from Boys Meets World. Scott Hoying.
I'm rooting for Topanga, I have to say.
Yes, I like her. Scott Hoying is a singer from Pentanox. I don't know what that is. Elaine Hendricks, the actress from Parent Trap. Oh, I like her. Lauren Jaraguai.
Oh, and speaking of Fifth Harmony, they just did a reunion at the Jonas Brothers concert. Because, you know, Jonas Brothers are on tour, and every time they go somewhere, like, they're bringing out, like, crazy acts. You had Fifth Harmony, who was recently. Kevin sang a song, which everyone went crazy. It was so good. Wait, who did they have? Oh, Demi Lovato when they were in Jersey. So the Jonas Brothers tour is insane. So yeah, Fifth Harmony just was their new guest for their latest tour. And they were so good.
So she's in it. Baron Davis, NBA All-Star. Corey Feldman, ugh. Actor from The Goonies, Stand By Me, other iconic from the 80s films. He's been through a lot, that poor guy.
And he has blonde hair.
Blonde hair now. This is an interesting one. Ilaria Baldwin, yoga instructor, podcaster, author, and reality TV personality. I don't know how she's going to get through this because she doesn't speak the language.
How do you say cucumber?
They're going to have to use a translator for her because she doesn't speak English.
Well, also, she is actually trained in ballroom dancing, so I think she's gonna be freaking insane.
Oh, maybe she'll speak with her. Maybe she'll speak the language of body, the body language.
She's gonna be so good.
Andy Richter, a comedian and actor. Robert Irwin, this is who I want to win.
Irwin. Oh my god.
He's a wildlife conservatist and TV personality and son of Steve Irwin.
Elixir Earl
is a social media and content creator. Whitney Levitt.
I hope everyone gets their news from our podcast.
Whitney Levitt. She's a reality star from The Secret Lives of the Mormon Wives. Oh, I think I interviewed her. Jen Affleck, not to be confused with Ben Affleck.
I know. Who's Jen Affleck? Who is that?
Jen Affleck. These two bitches are, there's two girls from the show on here. Two secret wives of Mormon lives are there.
Oh.
Whitney Levitt and Jen Affleck.
I haven't gotten into that.
I haven't either. Well, anyway, the premiere date is September 16th, 2025, airing at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on ABC and Disney Plus, with next day streaming on Hulu. Hosts and judges are Alfonso Ribeiro, Julianne Hough, and they're returning as co-hosts, and Carianna Naba, Bruno Tonelli, and Derek Ho as to be on the panel. Let me know if you'd like details. That's my friend chat.
Yeah, so it's a good cast. I'm happy with the cast, but I'm just not happy that they didn't have Sasha as a pro this season.
Well, I want them to do all star
season. For obvious reasons.
Every show should be following Drag Race etiquette, and they need to start doing all star season. I think you need to be on it.
Well, they did all star season once before my season even aired, and they said they didn't get like a lot of views because they already experienced it. The dancers already experienced it. So it's like, oh, sorry that you didn't win. Like, you're not.
Yeah,
doing
but it's
it
a redemption yet. Thing. It's supposed to be like a redemption.
Bitch, I was asking Dancing with the Stars production for many moons after I got kicked off. And they were like, yeah, we'll see.
Do you want me to text them?
Yeah, text them.
We're finally getting our day. Karen Reed has been greenlit for a TV series. So we're going to get our TV show.
So is it like is it acting?
It's acting. Elizabeth Banks is playing Karen Reed.
Who's that?
Elizabeth Banks. Let's you know see. Her. She's from everything. So she signed up to play Karen Reed. It's going to be a series, a limited edition series on Prime Video, on Amazon Prime.
Oh, she's from Hunger Games.
Yeah, some Hunger Games. She's from all different things. She's going to play. I wonder who's going to play everyone else. I would like to play Judge Bev.
Can we be extras in the bar to see what happened that night?
Yes. I'm so excited to see how it goes down. But
wow.
That is coming soon. And, you know, it's like I love true crime, but it's very seldom that I get to watch a true crime in real time. Like, I always find out about it like years later after the thing. Like, I'm just getting into fucking Amanda Knox right now. And then, you know, Gypsy Rose. Like, I knew about like Gypsy Rose a couple years after it happened. Like, but. You know,
who's going to play Jen?
Jen McCabe?
Yes.
Who knows? Probably a warthog.
Oh my God.
Some warthog. So I'm excited for that. That's going to be something, one, to watch. So ladies, mark your calendars down there. They haven't started filming that yet. But it's going to be, that's going to take up a year of my life.
I want to be an extra. So call us.
Madonna has a biopic coming out. And the actress playing her is Julia Garner from Ozark, from Anna Delvey.
No
I
shit.
Don't have time for you. So she's playing Madonna. People that
Wait,
also
I love
auditioned,
her.
Me too. She was just in fucking Weapons. That's who the scary movie, spooky
oh,
movie I just saw.
I really want to watch
it. Oh, you have to see it. Other actresses that tried out for the part that did not get it are Sydney Sweeney, Florence Pugh, Emma Laird, Sky Ferreira, Bebe Rexha, and Snail Mail's Lindsay Jordan. They all auditioned.
Bebe Rexha, does she act?
Apparently now she does. But yeah, they didn't win the part. But
Sydney Sweeney didn't get it? Wow.
Oh, we have callers. We have fan callers. That's what I was forgetting. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have homework. I want you guys to plan your girls' trip to our show in Massachusetts, October 3rd. You guys can literally fly out there, get a room for the night. It could be like a girls' day. So get your tickets because we still have tickets available. Thank you.
Okay. This comes from Angela.
Hey, Snooki and Joey. This is Angela. I'm calling from Canada. Good afternoon. I love you both. This question is for Snooki, Nicole. I know Gianni is not on the same level as you when it comes to partying and going out. Me and my husband are kind of the same. He's kind of a stick in the mud at times, and I was wondering, how do you handle that at the end of the day? If you could please let me know. I listen to you guys every week. Love you, Joey. Bye, team.
Okay, Angela wants to know. Her husband, you know, is not a party animal like she is, but they want to find a happy medium. How do you deal with that?
Well, back in the day, he was, and he was, like, coming out and having fun. But then, like, you know, if I go out to work or like I'm filming and you know we're drinking, we're having fun, I mean somebody's got to watch the kids. But sometimes, you know, I'm just like, Gianni, let's like go out to dinner, let's get martinis, like let's have drinks. And we do it, we make time and we go, we do it. And if we do want to like turn up or have martinis, we wait for the kids to go to bed and then we'll go into our spare room and we'll watch a movie and do drinks. So there's ways to do it without actually going out. If you want to go out, just be like, honey, we're going out. Like, I want to go out with you. Get your shit together. Let's go out. But if you're like content with like drinking at home, you can make it like a nice, fun little date.
There we go. Next caller is from Ryan.
Hi. This is Ryan calling, massive fan of Snooki and Joey. My question / comment for this week's podcast is, Snooki, why did you block me on Instagram about a year ago? Honestly, I've been so torn up and sad about it. I have no idea why. I promise I'm not a hater. I promise I never have commented mean things or negative things in my entire life. I think that anyone that comments negativity on the internet or DMs people weird shit or comments weird shit is a loser weirdo who has no life. And I would never do that to you, my queen legend. I have come to see y'all's live show over 5 times. I'm in New York City.
It's clearly an accident.
Okay, it was clearly an accident. Well, sorry, Ryan. Maybe, you know, maybe you blacked out.
Did she leave her handle?
Yeah, let me see.
So I would just love to know why. Also, my account is private and I have like 400 followers. So I promise I'm not a freak. My Instagram is FrenchFryRy at FrenchFryRyy at the end. So I hope you will reconsider.
Wait, what'd she say?
FrenchFryRyy.
French fry R.
She has 400 followers.
French fry.
R Y Y.
R Y Y.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan. Oh yeah, you're blocked.
Oh my god! What? No, maybe go to messages. Did she send you a nasty message?
I don't know.
Like, go to message her.
Like, bitch, were you drunk and you commented a mean comment?
Let's see. Did you call?
Because I usually don't block people.
Yeah,
unless like they say something nasty about
you're a drunk bitch mother.
No, I don't block for that. I only block if somebody says like nasty things about my kids or Gianni. Then I block. But like if you're talking shit about me, I don't care.
Like, it was
Ryan, you must have said something.
Did you unblock her? All right, we have 2 more. This one comes from Stephanie. This is Magic Star Steph.
Stephanie. Stephanie.
Hi, Snoopy and Joey. How are you guys? My name is Stephanie. I'm from Long Island. My question is, how hard was it to quit smoking cigarettes? And do you guys ever get the temptation to still smoke cigarettes? I know back in the early days of Jersey Shore, you, Jenny, Dina, and everybody would smoke cigarettes. And I was just wondering, how hard was it to quit? And if you guys still get temptation?
Joey still smokes cigarettes when he's drunk.
I do drunk cigarettes once in a while, but I never was a real smoker, like a full smoker. Like I never really could like wake up and have a cigarette or, like during the day. Like it would only be like, you know, I have to be like, and not even tipsy cigarettes. It would be like I'd have to be drunk, like drunk cigs, and then I would regret it the next day. So I would just, you know, I still have the craving to do it when I'm drunk. So I just vape instead. But then sometimes the devil will get me.
You just had a cigarette last week.
I did. I had one cigarette on the balcony. The Juliet balcony. But yeah, it's just about balance. It's not, you know, it's like if you need it so much every day, I'm sure there's like ways to like quit. Like,
yeah,
but we were never real smokers that were like, well, Nicole, the thing is she seemed to be a real smoker because she was drunk all the time, 24 hours a day. So that's why.
Well, yeah, on the show. No, we used to have cigarettes when we weren't drunk just because it was something to do. Because we were so bored in
and
that
it was
house.
A different time. It was the 90s.
We had nothing to do. So we were all like, let's go have a smoke. But yeah, same as Joey. I was never addicted. You know, we just did it to pass the time. But also, like, drunk cigarettes were the best. But now it's just like, I don't know. The smell gets to me. It's nasty. Yeah. Like, I'll do my vape if I'm, like, drunk and I want something. But I was never, like, full-blown addicted to cigarettes. To where, like, I had to quit.
This next and last question comes from Bethany Frankel.
Hi, Snooki and Joey. This is Bethany from Reno, Nevada. I've been watching your guys' podcast for a year now.
Yes.
And I just love it.
Welcome.
I just want to say that I'm a biggest Crusader fan for you guys. But anyways, I just want to say that I am getting myself ready to create my own podcast. Is there any advice that you would give me? Much love. Bye.
Your advice is don't do it with a woman who has 19 stores, 500 kids, and 300 jobs.
You literally cut me off for your other job all the time, so shut up.
I would say just have fun with it and let it be a place. Let it be a place that you can make your own and just, you know, create a whole environment for to share your content and what you're about and what you want to talk about and invite people into your world to become part of the community And it's just, you know, if you're passionate about it and true to it and you're doing something that you really enjoy doing, it'll just flourish.
Yeah, and I think it's all about honesty too, and like just being yourself, and people will fall in love with you and your personality. And it's basically like your safe space to like talk about your feelings and opinions. It's basically therapy, and everyone's just listening to you.
True that. Well, Spooky, this has been lovely. We have the whole weekend ahead of us. If you want to fucking burn in hell like the equator, you're gonna have a great time this weekend. It's gonna be 90 degrees out.
Ugh, I hate you.
Yeah, so I'll be filling my bathtub with ice and drowning myself.
Yeah, I'll be inside. Thank you.
But ladies, chin up, panties down. We are both available on Cameo. Go to cameo.com and find us. Get tickets to our show at ticketmaster.com. We are October 3rd, our spooktacular, in Springfield, Massachusetts. And be kind to one another.
It's happening!